the city and the protections that we've agreed to adopt based on the group we have puts any doubt, if there's any lack of doubt, that the Water Bureau and the City Council is committed to the preservation of the environment around the lands that we would inherit, it erases any doubt of that. That all that this actually does is, one, begin a conversation, which I would hope everybody would not be opposed to, begin a conversation that includes the public to make sure if there's any questions that have been raised here, they get vetted, and then they end up ultimately back here at the council to be voted on. And two, if people are concerned about the habitat up there, they should support this conversation, because we're going to give them back habitat that is currently old-growth spotted owl habitat that will then get the NEPA protection that it doesn't currently have. And the areas around the Bull Run reservoirs that have already been logged is what we inherit.
Is it your legislative intent and your management intent that to make sure that you're making good decisions along those lines, that you would do the normal upfront environmental impact? I wouldn't say that NEPA is anymore, I don't know how to compare it. I go through NEPA stuff all the time. It has strengths and weaknesses. But your legislative intent, your management intent, is to provide decision makers the environmental impacts of whatever you're proposing.
Which is exactly why we're voting on the second ordinance. That's exactly why we included that.
It doesn't do that, though.
Well, I mean, we adopted it at the request of the advocates from Oregon Wild and Friends of the Reservoir. The federal government testified last week that it does do that. I'm confident it does that. I'm confident it provides protections from here on out. But whether you believe that or not, all this does is authorize a conversation to have where these questions are great questions to have that will be reflected in the agreement.
I think this is a useful airing out of some concerns. I think that the opportunity is on the table for the conversation to continue, because this does start an external conversation, and I think it also continues an internal conversation, and it might be useful, based on the concerns, to sort of flesh out the, if need be, I'd encourage some bilateral communications to flesh out what your environmental impact inquiry and reporting out of that inquiry for proposed changes within the Bull Run. I'd like to, if possible, move forward with votes, if that's okay with council. All right. So would you please call the roll on item number 220?
Fritz. First, I am glad to see the inclusion of the new code section 2136050 about the ownership of the Bull Run lands and infrastructure, codifying Commissioner Leonard's leadership in promising that the Bull Run will never be transferred to private entities and will only be transferred to another public entity if the transfer is approved by ordinance of City Council. This is a significant step, honoring his pledge earlier this last year, and I appreciate that being in there. I think it's very helpful. I am not comfortable with moving forward with this, especially having heard the assertion that what's being proposed is adequate in the code language. The code language prohibits industrial commercial uses, but there's no limit on development as necessary for protection, enhancement, operation, or maintenance of the water supply system and facilities for electrical power generation and transmission in the Bull Run watershed. There are no environmental protection or conservation zones. There's nothing that says how development gets done, and there's particularly no engagement of the public in deciding if a project should be done on how it should be done. There needs to be much greater strengthening of the public notice of Bull Run activities, the posting on the website and giving a quarterly update. And I know from experience how difficult it is to get changes made in the budget process, because we rightly defer to the expertise of the Bureau and the Bureau Advisory Committee and the Commissioner in charge. And I, with respect, I don't see that the federal folks that we've had in, or even the folks in Oregon Wild, have had the experience that I have had in assessing development applications in the watersheds, in the environmental zones in Portland. And I am very convinced that what we have in the city of Portland is greater than what would be under the current Clackamas County Code. And so I'm not ready to move forward with allocating close to $500,000 to continue the conversation until we can get a better sense of what the new protections would be. No.
Fish. Well, I want to first say my office has received a lot of communication from concerned citizens, and we've had a chance to have some extensive conversations with Oregon Wild and advocates. And I found this discussion to be very helpful, and thank you, Mayor, for allowing a somewhat unusual colloquy, even though it's a second reading. I am convinced that of two things. One is that the only thing we are being asked to do today is to begin a conversation. And I think sometimes in our process, we start anticipating finish line considerations and conflate them with starting considerations. And I think sometimes we have to have the confidence that our system works, that we can begin a conversation and not prejudge that it is likely or even inevitably going to be a train wreck. I'm reminded that the city and Mount Hood National Forest took a 7-year period to draft an agreement with extensive public process. These things take time. All that we're being asked today is to begin a conversation. And what's been helpful for me is having a lot of stakeholder concerns ventilated. I'm confident that the commissioner in charge and director will consider those concerns through the process, and then when you come back with an agreement, we'll have a chance to test how those have been addressed in your process. So those are my protections as a commissioner who is not directly involved but wants to make sure we're on the right track. So I'm going to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Leonard and the U.S. Forest Service, David Schaff, for this agreement here and the beginning of the negotiations. I am going to support this because I do think that there is a long history of cooperation between the Forest Service and the city on preserving the jewel that truly is the Bull Run watershed. And while I think Commissioner Fritz raises some valid concerns, I hope those concerns can be fleshed out further in the discussions. I think she has some points of concern. With the assurance that the language around enforcement does not entail creating a separate law enforcement unit, DPSST certified, I'm elated and glad about that. But I think it's a good agreement, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Leonard.
I want to call out Eddie Campbell and David Schaff, along with Terry Thatcher, who have worked on this for at least 2 years, and they had at the table, I want to make clear, as they were working on this with the federal government, representatives from Friends of the Reservoir, the consistent membership from Friends of the Reservoir and in and around Mount Tabor, and Regna Merritt from Oregon Wild, who helped not only participate in this, but the current framework of this agreement was changed to reflect concerns they raised throughout the process, including the second vote that we'll have here in a second. I know that the staff at the Water Bureau sometimes feels very frustrated when they do their best and it feels like it's not good enough. I want you to know that I know that it's good enough. I want the Water Bureau staff to know that I am very humbled to be able to lead them and appreciate greatly their work on agreements such as this. It takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to a place just that we're at now, just to begin a conversation, and know that you have my continued support to continue this conversation through completion. So with that, I vote aye.
Adams?
Well, I would rather have our drinking water reservoir supply in the hands of this city council and future city councils over federal administrations led by people like George Bush and Dick Cheney any day. This is vital to the city's future basic security that we control our drinking supply. So I'm going to support it, and I think you heard some useful feedback as we move forward and flesh it out, both in terms of what will be our own environmental impact review on land that we own, the mechanics and sequencing and the quality of that. And I also think that as part of the budget request, and I think you do this, but get feedback individually from council on how to make it even more effective on sort of what the annual work plan is for the Bull Run, so it just stands out. and how that follows the budget request. This is a really contentious, difficult and contentious issue, and I want to thank Commissioner Leonard and the Water Bureau staff for bringing it forward. It's been in the works for a long time. You brought it forward to this point, which is the, I guess, the beginning of the beginning, and I look forward to working with you to refine it and bring it to fruition. Let's go get this land. All right. Can you please call the vote on second reading, item number 221?
Fritz?
And I also thank the staff very much. I recognize that these are challenging issues and that you brought it to me in a timely manner, and I appreciate always your responsiveness both to me and to citizens. You work very hard at that. I can't support this one either because it does codify in our code that we are going to have closure area enforcement officers as provided for under the ORS. And what the ORS, as Commissioner Leonard said, is that the mayor or authorities having control of the community water system supplying the city may appoint. So by putting this in the code, I think that we are saying that, yes, we want to do that. And we haven't had a public hearing on whether we're going to have armed or unarmed police, special police in the Bull Run watershed. I don't think we should be doing that now without that public hearing, and so I can't support this. No.
Fish.
I want to once again call out David for his yeoman work. David seems to get all the non-controversial assignments around here, but I'm delighted to know you're not going to be pension eligible for another 15 years, so we get to continue.
I'm already there, Commissioner.
We don't get to continue this.
Well, you didn't get my memo.
I'm not sure you looked at the small print of the contract you signed. But we appreciate the extra time you put into keeping us up to date on these very complex issues. And Commissioner Leonard, I appreciate the courtesies you extended to my office on this. I have reached a point of comfort on both of these, and what I've also come to appreciate is that when we take provisional actions and we subsequently learn that they can be strengthened, the majesty of our process is we get to revisit them and modify and improve. This is we don't have to achieve a state of perfection at the front end. So I'm going to support this, and I think long-term this is in the city's best interest. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I share Commissioner Fritz's concerns in general about having a second law enforcement unit within the city with authorization to use deadly force in the watershed or water supply system. I do believe that this amendment is really restating the existing authority that the Water Bureau Administrator has, and it would require a specific vote by the City Council to have security that would be DPSST certified and therefore authorized to carry arms. And so I think the public debate, if there is going to be one, will occur on that, and it's not addressed in this issue here. So I'm voting aye.
Leonard.
Well, I intended just to vote and not speak to this, but I guess given that two of my colleagues have raised the issue of ORS 448.315, which I've referred to in private meetings with them many times, I need to make a couple things clear. I've been advised that the authority having control of the water supply system is, in fact, the commissioner in charge of the Water Bureau under the statute. I've been advised that that's the individual that is responsible. Second, as I've told members of the council regarding having numerous times, including the media, not just the council, but the media, this is not something that I have been shy about talking about. When I inherited the Water Bureau, and I'm responding to Commissioner Saltzman's stated comments just a moment ago about concerns about having armed people around the reservoirs, when I inherited the Water Bureau from Commissioner Saltzman, the irony of that comment is he had armed security at the reservoirs, private armed securities. I ceased the contract because I did not want the irony is I did not want armed security private sector folks who didn't have a level of training to know when and when not to use deadly force. I discontinued that policy. What I've asked to have happen is if we have armed security, I would like them to have the best training available in the state of Oregon, so they had a number of other tools at their avail, not just a gun, to defuse a situation, which includes a number of techniques that they learn at the academy that people in the private sector who work for a security firm who need only have a GED or a high school education to be handed a gun. It's kind of the irony of this whole debate. What I've said over and over and over without reciting this ordinance is tomorrow, today, and I've talked with Mayor Adams about this, that I have the authority today to designate these folks that work for the Water Bureau as special police under this statute. But I've chosen not to do that because I'd like them to have the best training available before they do that. So how this has become an issue that it has for some, including some of my colleagues who don't support this proposal to exchange land because of the reference to this statute, is beyond me. But it is what it is, I suppose, and we'll wade through this as these issues come up to us in the appropriate time. But again, I need to take this opportunity to say that the irony of this entire debate is that it isn't about arming Water Bureau security. That has happened before. It could happen again. The real concern that I've got out of this is some are concerned about them being overly trained. And I am a person coming from a public safety background that knows training saves lives, both for the person that's been trained and for the people they're designed to protect. That's my goal. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. It's approved. We're recessed till 2 p.m.